I'm Melissa.
Hi, I'm Allie.
Welcome to the first podcast about the new Natick High School.
This is our first year attending Natick High School, and so far it has been great.
But the school is not in the best conditions. There are leaks in the ceilings, rooms are never the right temperature, and the bathrooms are a disaster.
So today, to learn more about the new school and the transition into it, we are interviewing Mr. Galvin.
How are you today, Mr. Galvin?
I'm living the dream. I'm doing great. How are you both?
Awesome. Great. Tell us a little bit about what you think of the whole process so far.
The process of building a new school is absolutely incredibly time-consuming. Most of the time, as vice principal, I should be working with kids, and I have 700 of you that I take responsibility for. And much of the time now is spent in meetings, in developing meetings about how we're going to break down the old school and also how we're building the new school.
The existing Natick High School over the past years has slowly been falling apart. There's several leaks in the hallways, bathroom stalls are broken, and many aspects of the school are highly outdated. What do you think of the existing high school at this point in time?
I think as long as my office doesn't leak or lose heat, that we are all set. And I'm kidding. I think we are in need of a new school. We actually spent an hour just yesterday trying to get a faculty member out of a locked office. And we had to take the door off. But it took us a while because the lock was broken. And sometimes you have those issues, but most of the time, like you said, we have heat issues. We have, when it rains extensively, especially with snow on the roof, we have a lot of leaks. The leaks aren't necessarily easy to find, and they're not always in the same place. So we often have a real tough time with how the school is running, and it makes it most difficult for you guys as students learning. It's yeah. Like, how do you get through a day when there's a dripping on your notebook?
Okay, what are the plans to improve these problems in the new high school?
Well, the real plan is that we're getting a new high school. And if it leaks in the first 30 years that I'm there, I'm going to have a problem. But I think most of our issues are going to be taken away. I think there will be no leaks. There will be no heat issue. Everything is state-of-the-art. The rooms are all brand new, clean. They'll have the most up-to-date technology. You know, one of the biggest problems in the learning process right now is that we're trying to give you a 21st century education with a 20th century school in a 1950s industrial decoration. It's very difficult. We don't have wireless in all parts of the school. We don't have computer capability, we don't have power capability, we just don't have what many people in this education century have.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think you'll see a lot of things different, and I think you'll see that you'll feel better about where you're going to school. I think you'll see less graffiti. I think you'll see, you know, less people, less trash on the ground. I'm really interested to see how being in a new environment helps the students and the teachers work, behave, learn differently.
Okay. Through the new modern design and structure, what new technology will be introduced to the students, and do you think that will improve the environment?
I think it will definitely improve the environment. We will have technology where in every single class there is all the classes will be run by computer.
Do you think transitioning into the new high school will pose problems for the faculty and students, or will it go very smoothly?
I doubt, you know, everybody's idea of what smooth is tough.
Yeah.
So I think it will go smoothly. It will not be perfect, and it probably won't even be close to pretty. But I think what I mean by that is everything will be new. You know, we're doing the new schedule next year so that's not part of the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we move in, that we've already got that down, but just teaching kids where to go is going to be an issue. Teaching people to know how to navigate the school, navigate the electronics, navigate the lunchroom. Where are you all going to sit?
Yeah,
you know, it's so those everyday things will be new, but I think in the general scheme of things, you'll find out that it's not such a bad issue. The other part of the transition that will hopefully go smoothly is really about how people feel about the new building. I want people to talk about how they feel, and I want students and teachers to know exactly how they feel, and that way we can do our work. If we feel good and everybody knows how we feel, I think it's much easier to do the work of the student, do the work of the teacher. And we have to be ready in our own heads that that first transition year is going to be difficult in moments. And maybe what we have in our head is actually worse than what it's actually going to be like. And maybe it will then, for people, seem very smooth. But, you know, it's going to be different. There's a lot of things to... Where do we park? Where do the buses go? How do you get to the lunchroom? You know, it's all those things. How are we going to deal with... They take all the windows out. They take everything they can possibly take out of here, and then they crush it. It's going to be awesome.
All right. According to the schedule of the construction on the new high school website, it says that the new school will be opening on September 4th, 2012. Do you think all the construction will be completed by then?
I think all of the construction for the new building, in terms of the new building, will be done. What won't be finished is they obviously have to knock this building down.
Yeah.
So the parking lots will not be totally ready. We'll still have satellite parking for faculty. In many cases, the faculty might be walking further than the seniors because the seniors will have their same lot, but it's actually closer to the building than the dirt lot.
Yeah.
And so it's that kind of funny stuff that, you know, that may not be a smooth transition for some people, but... generally, we have to build the fields, and we're sitting right where we're sitting right now. We are sitting in the middle of the field hockey field.
Ooh, so,
go field hockey. Go field hockey. Field hockey rules. It really will take another year to finish the project.
Yeah.
But the building will be done.
Yeah.
Are you impressed with the AI3 architects and overall structure so far?
The AI3 architects are awesome. I meet with them every Wednesday for 2 hours over at the building site.
Right.
And we get to listen. The architects, the people who run the whole project by R.F. Walsh, we get to listen to the builders, who are two brothers named Bob and Mike Brait, and they tell us how all of their subcontractors are doing on a weekly basis. And that takes about 2 hours, and they're very thorough. They invite me over to the building anytime I want to go and walk the site and see
Party.
What's going on. And when we're done with this, I can show you some pictures, which are pretty cool.
Okay. Awesome.
But they're great. They're very receptive to our needs. When we have problems with people in the parking lot or trucks coming in at the wrong time, they're very receptive. I call them more in one day than I call my own mother.
Melissa does too.
Okay.
I heard that about her.
My mom's in Chicago.
Newton North thought they were going to spend $39 million on their new school, and within a few years, the price raised to $197.5 million. Do you think this will happen to the new school?
It cannot happen. One of the great things that we're part of is we're part of what's called the Model School Program. We're the fifth school in the state to be in the program, and what it means is that it gives us a great discount reimbursement from the state on what it costs to build the building. And basically what it means is we have the same school that Whitman Hansen has, the same footprint, the same amount of space, but we get to design what's on the footprint. And some of the spaces we can design and some of the spaces we cannot design. The state tells us your auditorium will have 800 people and it will be this big. Your gymnasium will be this big. You will have this for your library. And everything else we get to sort of maneuver. And sometimes, based on the model school, we're able to make a change. We made a change in their lecture hall. They said, you're going to have a lecture hall that looks like this. And we said, well, we want it to look a little bit like this because it's better. And it's all in one room. They wanted to get to the balcony. They wanted you to go out the second floor door, down the hall, up the stairs, down the third floor hall, and into the balcony. but we can't let students run around like that. So we said we want it built so that you can get to the balcony from inside. And by doing that, it created an outdoor, on the first floor, it created an outdoor canopy for the art classes so that they can work outside in the rain and be covered. And the state loved the idea. In the model school before us, there was only one elevator. I actually made some statements about that and concerns, and before we knew it, other people had the same concerns, and the state said, you're right, we need two elevators. So we make changes along the way. Now the next school, number six, whoever's number six is going to have a school like ours, but they're going to make better changes.
Yeah.
And so we will never have another school in Massachusetts that costs $197 million. It won't happen.
What is the total estimated cost of our new school, and how does it compare to other new schools?
I don't know the exact numbers, but I think it's about $89 million.
Yeah.
And I think that's the expectation. I think that's about what the town voted on to spend. And hopefully by the end, we haven't gone over that. That's the goal.
Okay. There's been a lot of talk over new changes, such as a new schedule, junior/senior privs, and the trailer classrooms. What's your opinion about all these new changes? In the end, will the students benefit from this?
I think in the end, students will benefit. I understand, let's just take the one that everybody cares about the most, which is the privileges. The privileges will be tough for the juniors and the sophomores next year. This year's juniors and sophomores, because the sophomores are expecting, they've been waiting for, oh my gosh, two whole years to get a junior priv, and it won't happen. And then the seniors, you know, the juniors this year are waiting to become seniors. And in all seriousness, I think it will be a transition change. But in general, I think it's better. You come to school to go to school, and the students are smart. They see the news. They see other countries climbing ahead of us. And we're kind of, in my impression, as a country, we're becoming somewhat laughable because we send our kids to school and then they're angry that they don't have free time. And school is a job. You know, I don't come to Natick High School every day and get an hour off. So I think, you know, that's hard for students to see. But I think in general, it's excellent for students. And I think in general, minimizing the class to four classes a day and a tutorial time is going to help students.
Yeah.
So I think the people who are waiting for it are going to have trouble. The freshmen, they never knew it. They'll never know it. They won't be bothered by it. And that would be you guys, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. I don't think it will be such a big deal to you. The trailers are going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
They're heat. They've got air conditioning. They're going to be technology ready for similarly so to what the real building is going to be like. And it's going to, again, it's a way we're trying to train students and teachers into what's kind of going to be possible in the new school a year before we go into the school. So some of that won't be so new. So I think all three of those things are really good for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, the privileges are also changing and the schedule's also changing because the state is saying we're not going to school enough. We're in the building, but you have a privilege. You're not doing anything. So we need to be consistent and in compliance with what the state is mandating. So it's kind of a no-brainer.
So is there going to be, like, there's going to be, what's that first block? Isn't there, like, a study, that first block?
There is a first block. No. First block will be a class.
Oh.
Then second block will be a tutorial, okay, where everybody goes to a directed study or some common interest class. You might want to take yoga or something. And then so you have that, and then you go to second class after that, and then third class and fourth class. And the following day, one day is even periods and one day is odd periods.
Mm-hmm.
And on Mondays, you see everything.
Yeah.
So you have a Monday everything, and then you have even odd, or odd, even, odd, even.
Uh-huh.
And then you start the week over. So, for example, every Tuesday you know what you got. Every Thursday you know what you have.
So it'll be easier for, like, the incoming freshmen to, like, memorize their schedule. I mean,
it will be easier for that. It will be easier for us to hire half-time teachers. It will be easier for seniors to do an internship work-study program. You know, you might come in for half the day and leave for half the day and work. It provides us more opportunities for the student learning.
Is it true the juniors and seniors don't have to come during the tutorial if they have
I don't know specifically, so don't, you know, hold me to this. But I think halfway through the year, the schedule changes so that the tutorial is in the morning first. Mm-hmm. And then the first period happens. And I think that's to help kind of give... It means that we've finished the 990 in that time for seniors. And it gives them a little bit more time to choose whether they're going to be in their tutorial or not.
Yeah.
It doesn't legally allow me to say you have a priv.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Thank you for taking the time to come and answer our questions.
If anyone has any further questions, is there somewhere where they can reach you?
Well, I think you know all the answers, so they should. If anybody has questions, they should reach you. No, they can reach me at Natick High School. 508-647-6600 is our number. That number again is 508-647-6600. Call today. Natick High.
All right.
You guys are pretty funny.
Over and out.
I love how you had to read thank you.